Looking to give your house, home, castle, or cabin that curb appeal you've always wanted? Let the pros and pros on the house go to work for you.
Before we get to our calls, let's talk about bees. I've got your email saved. I get your weekly, it might be more than weekly, but I get, you know, I'm on your subscriber list. And
yep.
You've got a great podcast.
Uh-huh. And
your constant wealth of producing information. I haven't gotten to the bees one, but I have it saved because bees are very interesting. I want to bring those to the Whitman plantation.
Oh, nice.
We're just not there yet.
Yeah.
Hey, can I go back a little bit? Can I backtrack just a second?
Sure.
So we had a caller at the end of the hour, last segment, Lauren, and she called in about the citrus.
Oh, yes?
Right, and she got cut off, so she had a couple more questions.
Uh-huh. That,
as far as planting citrus on the back porch?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
that's
right. So she had a great big patio on the south-facing.
That's the best place for your garden.
And she does have western shade.
Oh, good. Fantastic.
So she was asking what is the best variety to put back there.
Get that question a lot. So there's many varieties that will just do stellar here. And what I throw right back at the people is, what do you like? You know, because we can figure out how to grow it here. With the exception of pears, we can grow stuff here. So, you know, I have people check in with, you know, what they love and then plant what you love.
Okay.
So.
And then she was asking about potting soil. Do you have a preference?
Oh, I love. Yeah. Western Organics is here in town and they have a product called Premium Potting Soil.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have it available at our pop-up nursery in January, February, and March.
And
it's a great product.
Okay. Don't you have a sale going on soon?
Pop-up nursery is when our sale starts.
Okay. And she can find you where?
Urbanfarm.org.
All right. There you go, Lauren. That'll get you a good start.
Yeah.
1-888-767-4348. Before we get to our calls, we've got a handful lined up on bees on this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't got there yet. What am I missing?
Oh, well, so the Urban Farm Podcast is my podcast. I've been doing it now just a little over a year. And that particular interview, she is not a beekeeper. She is a bee researcher.
Okay.
So she had a lot of really great
local
data.
Or from?
No. Okay. She was I'm not going to say because I can't remember.
No.
But it was a great, great interview on really the theory and logistics of and research on why we're losing bees and how to mitigate that.
Now, a lot of it has been attributed to maybe some pesticides, but one thing I've always thought in the back of my mind is we have grafted so many plants
mm-hmm.
that are self-pollinating.
Mm-hmm.
Is it because we're harvesting less, or can they still get their pollen off?
Oh, they can still. So for the self-fertile things,
mm-hmm.
They'll still cross-pollinate. In fact, a self-fertile apple, if you put an Anna and a Dorset Golden next to each other,
mm-hmm.
Both of them are self-fertile, you're going to get more fruit because they'll cross-pollinate. So the cross-pollination isn't an issue. I believe that it's more of a pesticide, environmental toxin issue that we've thrown at them that is impacting them.
And I'll look forward to catching that podcast. I said, I've got it tagged.
Nice.
Let's get to our calls. Vicky's first on the line. Good morning and welcome to the program. Vicky, she has a citrus question, but we'll see about getting back to our calls. I don't know that our caller module's potted up on the backside, so
we'll
get back to our calls later.
Well, I got plenty I can share.
What is your... You'd said plant your favorite,
uh-huh.
what you like to eat.
Because
it doesn't, if you don't like to eat it, you're not going to enjoy it. It might be one that produces a little better.
Yep.
Or one that doesn't produce good enough.
Yeah.
But if you're not going to eat it, you're not going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
These are good, what he brought today.
I
like them all. I'm not a big citrus fan of any flavor.
Yeah.
These are good.
Oh, yeah.
But that one does play tricks on your mind.
You
think you're eating a grapefruit. You're about ready to pucker up and have all the back of your throat constrict up, and it's just like this flood of sweetness.
Yeah. Yeah, the Caracara Navel is an amazing, amazing orange, and it does really well here. So favorite fruits throughout the year, Caracara Navel, absolutely. Trovita orange, that ripens a little later. Pakistani mulberry, the desert gold peach ripens in mid-May. It is the kind of peach that I say makes your toes tingle when you eat it. You have to, when you pick one fresh off of a tree, you have to lean forward. Otherwise, it's going to splash down the front of you.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. It is an absolutely amazing, amazing peach. And then there's the Katie and Goldkissed apricots, which are heavy producers in May. Then the Anna and the Dorset Golden Apples are absolutely wonderful. They're very similar, the kinds of apples. They're a green to golden apple, large apple, and they're great for eating. They're great for cooking. They're great for making apple cider. I even a few years ago had somebody come and harvest a bunch of apples from me, and they took them away and said, next year I'll bring you some apple wine. And they did. And it was so good. So it was apple wine off of the apple trees in my front from my front yard. It's just woohoo. So there you go. That's my rundown of favorite fruits.
Yeah, whether it's fresh off the tree or fermented in a year.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And the other thing is I'm spoiled. I can't eat a store-bought peach anymore.
Mm.
It just doesn't happen.
You know, and that happens with a lot of things that you start growing. By your own tomatoes, your own eggs, own chickens, your own fruit. You when you have to go buy it, you're like, ah, legit. You have this resentment almost.
Yeah.
Like, ah.
Yeah.
All right, let's try the phones again. We'll bring Vicky into the conversation from Phoenix. Good morning, ma'am, and welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
So I have a very mature. It's one of those orange slash tangelo trees.
Uh-huh.
Very, very mature. And this year, it absolutely has no fruit on it whatsoever.
Hmm.
And the only thing I can think of is last year, I can't remember specifically, but I know it was like late springtime, we had it pruned.
Oh, yes.
That's the only thing I've ever, and we've never gotten all the fruit off. Do you think that would do it?
Absolutely, without a doubt. So what happens is that the fruit comes, the fruit comes out at the end of the branches, and if they're pruning off all the ends of the branches, you're pruning off all the fruit. It'll make it better for this year, though.
If you don't touch it.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't prune it again.
or don't prune it, as severely. Here's what I do with citrus. I prune them a little bit at a time. Rather than going in and doing a massive prune all at once, I'll prune them, maybe 10% a month. And that'll help a lot. The other thing is putting a basin around the base of your tree with, 6 inches of woody mulch. That's really, really, really important. I cannot overemphasize how important that is.
And do you keep adding, or do you just let your leaf drop be your buildup?
Oh, definitely keep adding. We add it, at least once a year, you want to add 3 or 4 more inches of woody mulch, because that woody mulch breaks down over time. If you add 6 inches of woody mulch and let it sit for 2 years, you're going to have about an inch of soil, and you want to definitely keep doing that. So the woody mulch, what it does is it keeps the, it acts as a buffer. It's a sponge. It keeps the heat away, and it creates healthy soil, brings life into the soil. And like I said earlier, the quickest way to kill your trees is put them in gravel or in grass. So put a basin around your tree.
And why grass? You would think because you water it so much, it would just be a great environment for any tree.
Yeah. So you water grass a different way than you water trees. Grass gets watered every 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 days. Trees need to be watered once a month in the winter and twice a month in the summer.
They don't need too much moisture.
Exactly.
Okay.
So you're overwatering them if they're on the same schedule. The other thing is that Bermuda grass will outcompete your trees. Absolutely. I've seen it over and over and over again.
The Bermuda just about outcompetes everything.
Everything. So what you have to do is you have to put that basin in your lawn that I talked about, put a mm-hmm. 6-inch diameter basin about 6 inches deep, put your tree on the mound in the center, fill it with woody mulch. And then what happens over time as the grass encroaches, the tree is established and you're good to go.
Ariel and Buckeyes next. Good morning, sir. Welcome to the program.
Hello, Peter. I have a citrus that's been since I came in Buckeye, maybe 10 years. and it's lemon, and it's not fruiting very well. The leaves are curly when they sprout. It's curly, and I also a navel orange. I think it's a dwarf, but it's so dwarf. It's so small. It's been like 7 years old, and it's not fruiting. Also, the leaves are also curly.
Sounds like an orange.
Yeah, some kind
and
of
lemon yeah. that just aren't producing after about 10 years.
Yeah. So I'd look at the soil around it. I would guess, if you send me a picture at greg@urbanfarm.org, I can diagnose it for you. But I would guess that it's planted in native soil with no basin around it. And, you know, trees like that just suffer. I've seen so many. I was out at a school recently, and they had some trees that were planted in the middle of a grassy area in native soil, and they're wondering why the trees aren't doing well. You know, when you put them in native soil, you're going to kill your trees. I'm sorry.
If they could have grown in native soil, they'd have been here before we started planting.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Andy's got a great question. And let's see, the Phoenix area with apples switching to stone fruits now. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning. I'm a professional gardener, semi-retired, and I planted a couple bare root apple trees for my next-door neighbor. They've been in the ground a year and a half. Uh-huh. They're about 5 feet tall, and they produced good. Each tree had maybe 10 golden delicious apples, and what I'm wondering is the two apple trees still have all their leaves, and I'm wondering if that's normal.
Yeah. The apple trees are what I call semi-deciduous. Some years they lose all of their leaves. Some years they lose some of their leaves. Some years they don't lose many of them at all. It's really interesting.
And do you notice that on all varieties, or are there particular ones that seem to hang on?
Well, honestly, the only two varieties that I grow here and suggest that to grow here is the Desert Gold and the Anna apples, because they're, again, early producers. They'll produce before, my July cutoff date. Exactly. So those are the only two apple trees that I really know of. So,
okay. We appreciate the call. Let's see how we can help Thomas. Actually, yep, there we go. Make sure I'm hitting the right one. Good morning, sir, and welcome. Do we have Thomas with us?
I'm Tom.
Hey, oh. Tom.
Yeah. Oh, so I have a blood orange tree. We moved into a house, an older house, and this tree was already here. I didn't even know what it was.
Uh-huh.
The first year, it didn't put any fruit out at all. And so I did. I'm glad to hear that the recommendation on the body mulch. I did all that. It's not in lawn, and then, so the next year, this year, it produced a whole bunch of fruit.
Nice.
And it seemed like in the beginning, it had lines on the bottom. It's got blood oranges that are like larger and yellow in color, and then at the top of the tree, there's still blood oranges, but they're smaller and orange in color.
Uh huh.
Is that all normal? And
well, trees, citrus trees, really any kind of fruit trees, they can produce differently on different parts of the tree. What's going to help you get them to produce more, a more standard or standardized fruit is even watering. You know, make sure you fertilize them, mulch basin around the tree, lots of woody mulch. All these things will help it produce a more even fruit. But even the navel oranges that I pulled these navels off of earlier today, some of them are smaller than a baseball. Other ones are the size of a softball. So it happens.